Here we are, face to face, a couple of silver spoons.
Wow, that's one I've never seen, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was very in love with Ricky Schroeder when I was a baby.
Amazing. Kay sent me the most incredible thing yesterday, which was the Full House theme over the adjusted opening credits for Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh.
It's very funny. I know that Don is a Trekkie, so I will find it and send it to you. I watched it like 3 times in a row, and I could not stop laughing.
That's really funny.
Delightful.
I love juxtapositions.
Oh, it was so good.
Welcome to All the Fucks, friends. I'm Lillian Bussell.
I'm Jen Ponton, and you are our fuck buddies, like it or not.
Well, I feel like consent is really the key.
Consent required, but you know, you are listening, so consent. Can we say consent is implied?
That is implied consent. If you're still here and putting up with us.
I do want to offer the appropriate heads up that I have the two dogs around my feet, and they are sharing a bone.
Oh.
So there might be dog gnashing sounds, and both I'm sorry and maybe you're welcome.
Depending on what kind of ASMR you like.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. (laughs) 100%. Oh my God, I can already hear Arlo.
I'm slashing my... I told you, didn't I, that we got the good ice maker?
Yes, you did.
I told my dentist about it, and he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, what are you... You know that there's different kinds of ice, right? I was so excited to tell him, because I can't stop chewing ice, so at least I have, like, the soft ice now. And he was like, I don't know what you mean. And I was like, yes, you do. Some ice is easier to chew than other ice.
You said it was your dentist?
Yeah.
He definitely knows what good ice and bad ice
is. He did not.
That's some bullshit.
It is some bullshit.
God, I love my dentist.
I love talked my about dentist, your dentist
who
last
gives
time,
me a
yeah.
bunch of fucking nitrous and
They're
so good.
Yeah, ours is fine. He's fine. He does the trick most of the time. I don't know if we should talk about this. Did I tell you about the letter that I found from my grandfather from a Nazi?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Uh-huh. You did. You did. Why
is that something we should talk
about? This? I mean, it's your grandfather, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think that anyone's going to be like, that's... Bigotry is not hereditary, as far as I know. I was poking around and stuff in the basement and found a letter to my grandfather from a guy named Conrad Grebe, who wrote all this horrendous Holocaust denier shit and some huge article that Pat Buchanan used to trot out every so often that was like Holocaust denier.
Oh my God, is that where you found most of the stuff for him? From Wow, Arlo, you are just going to town, aren't you, bud?
For what?
From Pat Buchanan.
Oh, no. I found there was an author who wrote about going undercover in various like Nazi organizations. It's just called Undercover. And he wrote about how this guy, Conrad Grebe, apparently was setting up in Harlem, trying to find people who were followers of Marcus Garvey and already radicalized with a sort of like my race first kind of feel, and trying to get people of color to not just hate white people in general, but like specifically Jewish people. So that's clever.
Shit.
Horrifying. And yeah, I mean, I can't tell if he actually knew my grandfather or if this was a general letter, because the language is so flowery. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right, that it could be like a form that he sends out to anyone who's...
It could, but my family ran with some real self-aggrandizing ding-dongs, so who knows? That might have just been like their Sunday afternoon phone call kind of conversation.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This guy was your dad's dad?
No, my mom's dad.
Your mom's dad, right.
Yeah, and he was like in the CIA or something. I have pictures of him with the Shah of Iran. He's the reason why I have like a stone from a ziggurat that we can't prove was brought into the country legally because it probably wasn't. Yeah, fun. Good fun times amongst all of this strife to just be like, I wonder what this is. Yeah. I'm sure that I had picked it up and was like, what kind of blowhard wrote this letter? And then when I was like, Conrad Grebe, who is this blow? Oh, so yeah, we're not exactly sure what my grandfather did.
Crazy.
But, you know. God, I wish that I could have unraveled anything. This is in the vein of that. I never really Googled my grandfather's name. Hamilton Wager is a pretty like findable name if there was much of anything out there. But he kept so to himself and was up to so much secret stuff that like I was pretty sure that he had never like published articles about anything anywhere. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find anything, but Google treated me to a name that was like mildly similar, and it was a military guy in World War II whose nickname was Old Brains.
No. What?
It was like Howard Old Brains Warsaw or something, and I was like,
my
Old
Jesus
Brains?
Christ. What?
That's not a good nickname. Is that supposed to be affectionate?
Rich people think that they're very clever, you know.
I think that's just like, you know, like weird military nicknames. Like, I don't know. I can't come up with any. Old Ironsides. That's not a person. That's a great nickname
horse?
For a person, though. No, a horse? It was a warship. I almost said it was a boat.
That's not a boat. Oh, my God.
It's not a boat.
My brain is just like a slowly flushing toilet for the remainder of the year. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Because I've just handed myself over to it.
Jennifer, you know? Old Brains Ponton.
1,000%. The only actual humaning I have to do is tomorrow when I have to fully execute, like, going to Brooklyn, producing Mortified, and then I really am just kind of, like, coasting on two brain cells.
That's okay.
Until I'm excited about it, frankly.
Yay.
It's really not a complaint. It's more like, oh, if I could just get past tomorrow, I can, like, shuck off.
Yep. Yep, we're going out of town for Christmas, and then we're not going to bother to do our, we've been doing New Year's parties for quite some time, but, like, we're going to go to somebody else's thing this time, and I'm pretty stoked about it.
Nice. Are you going to go to Florida for Christmas?
Yes, so going to Florida for Christmas. And then, gosh, it's coming up really soon, but my 45th birthday is January 7th, for anyone who's keeping track, but like Don has a barbershop thing, and then we're both going up to Vermont for the I'm seeing the Vermont Burlesque Festival, and so like things weekends are starting to fill up in January, and I'm like,
when's
maybe
the Vermont Burlesque Festival?
It's the weekend of the 14th, 17th.
Nice.
Yeah, January.
Nice.
It's gonna be great though. I'm very excited and very honored that they asked me to do it. Last night was my first night performing at Stonewall, which was interesting because our show was right after we were like, oh, who's upstairs? Is it a show? No, it was a meeting for gay cops at Stonewall.
Wow.
That's what, as the news was passed from cast member to cast member, who is this? It's that. Wow.
It's the most awkward thing it could be.
It is. It is. Truly, truly and honestly.
Jesus.
It was something. So, but people had warned me that the dressing room for Stonewall was small. Everybody's like small, but we make it work. Girl, when I tell you, the actual bathroom at Stonewall is bigger. Like, the single stall bathroom upstairs is bigger than the dressing room. At least the dressing room is dry. It's well lit. It is right off of the stage, so you don't have to do some awkward entrance to the stage. So all of these things are definitely a cut above some places that I have been in. But it was about as small, if not smaller, than Nurse Betty. But Nurse Betty has, it's actually one side of the bar cordoned off. I'm sure I've complained about this before, where it's like actual stools, like, that are nailed to the ground, that are in there with you.
That's the dressing area? Yeah. That's intolerable.
So that's, well, I mean, the whole place is very small, and it's gotten a reputation as, like, a place where people do burlesque. So that's just why I have not bothered to try to get gigs there, because the two times that I did, it's a fun crowd. It's a wonderfully fun crowd once you get your costume on. I just don't fit. I just don't fit back there. But the show was great. I had a lovely time, but I immediately came home and, like, made a meme with an image of when college kids used to try to see how many people they could fit in a phone booth. Remember?
Yes.
For those of you who don't know what a phone booth is.
Oh, no.
You used to be able to just walk around without a phone and then walk up to a thing. Think about what Superman used to change in.
God.
The kids know what phone booths are because they, well, no, because that's a police box. That's something else. I was going to say Doctor Who.
Right. I do have to say my very favorite diner has an old phone booth on the premises. I don't think it works, but they hang a Superman cape in the corner.
Oh, that is cute.
It's super cute.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So, like, queer history, mm-hmm. making it and being in it, even if it was ridiculously uncomfortable. Oh. Yay.
You know, I've gotten used to it. It does seem to bother me more than it bothers other people. Like, not proximity for backstage things and not being able to get a little bit of quiet before I go on stage. Mm-hmm. I've gotten used to not getting it, but I know how much better I would be as a performer if I could get it.
It just feels like, why do we encourage and then allow, or allow and then encourage, whatever the directionality is, things to be so uncomfortable just to feel like we achieved something?
Well, in this particular situation, I can definitely tell you what it is. I can tell you that venue owners, and I'm not talking about Stonewall specifically because I think that there's a lot of love that goes into that place. I can't tell you why they haven't reconfigured something in there other than that because it's a historical landmark. They may have limitations as to what they can and can't do even on the inside. Sure. That makes sense. But they do have, like, giant drag shows there. And I'm like, I think everybody else gets changed somewhere else and then
right,
just shows
up.
Right,
and then just shows up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that when I used to perform at Rock Bar, occasionally there were drag queens who just would drop by and change there, so that's probably part of it. But I also know people who got jumped right outside of Stonewall while they were in drag. So, but as far as this particular thing goes, I can't speak to why I used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and stand outside at 6 o'clock in the morning in the snow to get seen for, like, my big fat Italian wedding.
Oh my God.
That I can't explain to you.
Oh no. Oh,
that is a
God.
Very vivid memory.
Vivid. That's right. They had one fat sister.
Yeah. Yes.
Or, like, uh-huh. Cousin Nikki or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yep,
oh,
I think it was
Jesus
Cousin Nikki.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. And that was an a cappella audition. Like, you were just – and uh-huh. it was in a church in front of a bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
Why?
So uncomfortable.
But as far as performance spaces go, I would say that in New York right now, it is a downright hostile environment for nightlife. Like, if you are not someone who has produced a million giant things and has a giant email list so many places have closed and or attendance is just down. So they stand to make more money at the bar with a crappy stand-up show where all of the people who are performing have to buy a drink. And then people might actually wander in off the street for a comedy show. People are not likely to wander in off the street for a burlesque show. Somebody did last night, wildly. But we are trying to keep the love alive for this. It's not like struggling, but it's not what it was.
Sure.
So people are, I mean, all of us are putting up with a lot more and a lot different than we had in the past. However, I will say the one time that I wound up changing outside, no, I've changed outside twice, but one time I knew I was getting what I was getting into. I didn't quite know what I was getting into. The one time I was changed outside and then got ate up by mosquitoes, and then my my heel went into the crack between two bricks that had no mortar. Fuck. The person who produces at this space, I love her. I love what she's doing. She's doing incredible things. We've all just decided that, like, okay, like, if we're going to have this space, then this is what we have to do to be in this space. And because we have little to no leverage, there's no way to poke anyone to spend money to make it better.
Mm.
Like, the venues are not going to do anything out of their way to make literally any of it better.
That fucking sucks, especially because it feels like one of the last holdouts of, like, if you were fortunate enough to live through the last 4 years and to maybe even come close to thriving the last 4 years, by which I guess I mean, like, oh, I've learned a new paradigm of how I want to live my life.
Sure.
Like, divest from hustle culture, come out, get divorced, have a baby, get married, whatever that means for you.
Are you pregnant?
I'm not pregnant. although I am late, which is weird. Very weird. But I think, like, and so for those of us especially who are like, okay, I don't tolerate this level of bullshit in my life. If I don't want to go to a place, I just simply won't go.
Right.
Like, I don't have to be in places that feel uncomfortable, or I can hold this, you know, watermark for myself. Mm-hmm. And then to have it just not even be available.
Right.
It's just really irritating.
Yeah. Yes.
It's everything, so disrespectful.
It is. And I think that everything is like 30% harder and more annoying. Everything is just, at least in the tri-state area, at least, I mean, I'll own like whatever is happening in the close proximity of New Jersey to Manhattan. Again, like, one of my friends who's non-binary, this is not to say this is an exceptional thing that would never have happened before. Absolutely, it would have happened. It's just another fucking thing. I know makes it 9 people who have been assaulted recently or nearly assaulted. Like,
another one?
Like, now this was a SantaCon situation, but that doesn't excuse it. One of my friends who is AMAB non-binary, dresses femme a little bit more often lately, was in the city, and I met up with them. We were riding the bus from Hoboken back up to the neighborhood, and I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And they were like, well, now, you know, this person is short and has curly hair and was wearing like a red sweater dress and a hat, and a Santa ran up behind them and fully like grabbed their ass. And when they turned around, the Santa realized that my friend had a beard, like facial hair.
Right.
And freaked out and then tried to punch my friend. Oh,
God damn it.
And was too wasted to actually connect. And then thankfully there was a cop right there. The cops are standing out at the turnstiles. They're not on the platforms. I'm so impressed that there was one on the platform. I don't really love that they're everywhere anyway, but they're not guarding people. They are guarding the turnstiles right now.
Yeah, of course.
And it is disgusting.
Awful.
It's terrible. But anyway, yeah, that happened to my friend. And they, and my friend got away fine and was just like, just the train pulled up. They got on it. They didn't stick around to give a statement. This motherfucker from
fucking Jersey was like, give me a piece of that. Oh, not that.
I mean, it might have been Murray Hill. You don't know. Not all of the. Hoboken has its own SantaCon this coming weekend. Yeah, it's a fucking double whammy.
Oh, that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but yeah, my friend was like, ha ha, you are a little bit gay.
yeah, right. Stick it to him. Oh, my God. Ugh.
But yeah, that I've told you, getting home is harder. Yeah. Everything's just more annoying. Adderall out mm-hmm. of Adderall. Apparently the world's mm-hmm. out of Vyvanse too. Like why do I have to fight? I feel like I have to fight so hard just to get to square one, and it's getting old.
It's, yes. I mean, to be that awful bell toller, I think it's very intentional. I think it's like, oh no, the people are actually demanding accountability. Exhaust the fuck out of them relentlessly in every way. Make everything that they could possibly have to do so much harder.
But it's such a, this would, I'm not saying no. But it would be such a coordinated effort. Like, are we talking about the Illuminati? Who are we? Who's they? To have it coming from so many different directions?
I guess I mean the government.
I don't think the government is good enough at things to make anything work as well as what's working badly.
I told you about that Medicaid page, my dude. So bad.
But it's not just Medicaid. It's like everything. We're required to do something with PSE&G. And Dom went to go schedule it, and all of the bookings are scheduled for December, and it wouldn't flip over until the next year to make a January appointment. But it's like, this is your second notice. Okay.
What the fuck?
Cool, fun, great, my guy. Okay. My other friend just spent like 2 hours fighting a dumb fuck up on Verizon's fault. Like, everything is just unraveling.
Yeah.
Anyway, listeners, if something is going well for you, or if you know of a company that is doing an exceptional job, you should let us know.
The only place that I am finding any kind of relief or ease is in all of the like artistry and divestment from the endless noise and hustle. Like, I can barely be on social media anymore. It's all so gross.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about, like, the massacre. I just mean the internet is so sad and awful now.
It's pretty sad and awful. One of my favorite things. One of my favorite things. Is to look up, if you go on Twitter, okay, I'm not telling you to do this, but I'm not telling you not to do this. If you go on Twitter and you look up something dirty, pick a thing.
Nice, okay. Mm-hmm.
Golden showers, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And you scroll down to the first ad. Whatever the first ad will be slightly related to whatever the dirty search term is. And it's always hilarious.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, my God. It's
you
so
have
funny.
Figured out how to find joy on Twitter again. Mazel tov.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
It's so funny. I'm trying to. I mean, it's all visual, but it's all like ads for like a Blue Lives Matter throw or like. But whatever it is will be somehow keyworded into whatever the dirty porn search term is. It's very funny to me.
That's amazing. That might be the only thing I ever do on Twitter anymore. I think I'm officially there. It's been a long time falling off that cliff.
Yeah.
Really long time. But
I like threads, but none of that really serves what I want to get out of old Twitter. So I'm just going to, whatever. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I know I'm not really into threads.
Let's all go back to LiveJournal, but that's run by the Russians. Nothing's good, everything's bad.
Have you noticed, like, everybody has a Substack now?
Oh yeah, I have been noticing that.
That's like
fine, but I can't commit to that. Like, I want to see one joke somebody wrote. I can't sit and read everybody's everything.
Yes.
I
especially in passing, like it's the kismet of this moment in time. I happened to be here and you happened to be on my feed. Not
exactly.
Your emails piling up and up and up and up. Yeah. And then I just unsubscribe and then feel like a terrible person.
Ooh, here's something that's bringing me joy. I think I mentioned the Handsome podcast last time.
You did.
So I saw a really great... a really great summary of what it is. Again, Tig Notaro, Fortune Feimster, Mae Martin. Mae is, they're all, it's like three different decades of people.
Nice, right? Tig is the elder.
Yes.
Fortune's the middle. Mm-hmm. And Mae is like the
little cowboy.
Gen Z.
Yeah. And
cowboy.
Mae is also from Canada. And Tig, you know, doesn't know much about pop culture at all,
right?
But someone of Mae and Tig not knowing what the electric slide was, somebody was like, it feels like three aliens from different planets all trying to describe their own planets to each other.
Oh my god, wow. That's Tig didn't know what the electric slide was.
No. And Fortune's like, Tig, you have to have done the electric slide. And Tig's like, look at me again and tell me that I must have done it.
Oh my god, I need it.
Tig's like, is that the one where you like get down on the floor? And Fortune's like, what?
Where does anyone communally get down on the floor at like a wedding?
Ew, anywhere. Gross. Nobody does that. It's Twister.
A wedding, a prom. The electric slide. Oh my god, what a fucking joy.
Yeah,
I'm excited to listen to that.
They're just a bucket of chuckles.
Oh yay, I love that. Ah, that's a joy.
I am doing an artsy nude photo shoot on Friday. I'm excited about that.
Ooh.
With a cat named Howard Schatz, who is pretty well known. Pretty well known. And speaking of not knowing shit about pop culture, this guy, he asked me to come in for just like an interview. We talked a little bit. Like big New York personality, but not like taking up the room. Sort of like, it was very much like, I know I'm cool. Are you cool enough to hang with me? That's what it felt like.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not in a condescending way. He's like a cool guy. But he was looking for interesting people who could match his energy. And I was like, I got this. I got this for sure.
So but, did he like put out the call for interesting people?
School of Visual Arts does a thing where if they get an outside opportunity for work, they'll pass it on to people. And I happen to be in the, like, I happen to check my email when that came up. So I sent in some pictures and stuff. So, and so I didn't spend much time in his studio waiting. It's like he was with somebody when I got there. But then I wasn't like sitting there looking at what was in his studio. I walked in and then we talked. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that I knew him from the photo of the Olympians, and that it was a big deal in the body pos community because they were highlighting the fact that like this woman is a wrestler. So of course she looks different from this tiny little speed skater.
Yep.
Like of course. And he talked about how much fun he had on that shoot. But then he was like, do you see, look at the photo back there, that's the silhouette. And I was like, oh no, famous person. Oh no, oh, that's a famous person. And he was like, do you know who that is? And I was like, oh. And I was like, Spike Lee, Spike Jones, Spike Lee, Spike Jones. And I knew it was the director of Do the Right Thing, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I knew who it was. But I picked the wrong one. I was like, oh, I'm bad at this. And he was like, what, Spike? if I say spike. And I was like, oh, God. Oh. He's handing it to me, and I still don't get it. Spike Jonze? No. And I was like, listen.
What do you want from this mushroom puree that is brain?
Right. You are hiring me to look cute, not to...
That's fucking right.
Not to know things. Exactly. It costs extra if you want me to know things.
You ain't paying me for my Florida BA.
Ooh, that one fucking cut.
I earned every one of these credits right here with a giant tumbler full of hooch and my flip-flops.
It was a pink plastic Walmart cup full of white Zinfandel.
That's right, baby. I know it.
Oh, my Florida BA. Goodness gracious. Anyway, he's lovely, very charming. He Amazing. Seems like he's going to be really fun to work with. So I'm really looking forward to that. Little opportunities are coming up for me all over the place. So it's not like I'm devoid of joy. It is just not surprising, not even the word. I just don't understand how it's possible for me to have to expend so much energy just trying to get to where I would wake up and be every day. Like the things that you could count on that now I have to run a program in my mind in the background to solve the problems before I get to them, because that's how I have to move through the world.
Right.
It's exhausting.
Really exhausting. Yes. Yes. I did my first fancy, honestly, I think it's my first fancy event basically in 4 years. Oh. Last week. I went to a gala for Project Heal.
Oh, lovely.
I was really on the fence because I love them, but the last time I went, the only people I knew were the organizers. And you know what it's like to only know the host. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, mm-hmm. love you, bye. And then you're like, hey, cool. But nobody else is like looking to make friends because they're all there with their colleagues because it's a gala. So it's like these companies of people and like, and Jen Ponton. And I'm like, And I'm just like fucking lonely in a corner, just counting the minutes until it's appropriate for me to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So... I was like, I just got invited and like, I know I want this, but I don't really want to go. And Jory was like, don't fucking do that to yourself. And I was like, I won't, but just so you know, I don't want to go.
Uh-huh.
And it worked out perfectly because one of the organizations that was going, like I also work with them, and I had a meeting with the woman who I work with there, and she was like, oh my God, am I gonna see you at the gala? And I was like, wait, you gonna be there? And you?
Oh.
Okay, I got a posse. Yay. Amazing. All right. And so like I got my confidence up and my enthusiasm, which was key. But I'm like approaching this day and I'm like, you know, you're going to have to be up late. You know, you're going to. Now, I like putting on makeup when I have shit to do. I do not like putting on makeup for no reason at all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And because we've been on strike for 6 months, I have put makeup on maybe 2 times in the entirety of it. I know, right? Like, so I was like, you're going to have to wear makeup. You won't be able to wash it off until you get home. You're going to have to wear like not sweatpants. And I'm like, how much do I want this? But I had the actual idea, Lillian, of like, do I use the inertia or do I use the momentum? Like if I wake up at 7 a.m. and I just take like a running leap into my day and just like sprint towards productivity, will I like have enough momentum to just roll right in? And so I honestly gave that a measured thought. And then I was like, Bitch, don't do that to yourself. You have not tried to Four Loko it for years now. So let's just be fucking sensible.
I love that as a verb.
And so I, like, cuddled on the couch with the dogs and then gave myself plenty of time to, like, shower, do my hair, get ready, the whole nine. And I was actually very excited to wear this coat that I'm just fucking dying to wear. It's beautiful. It's so fucking beautiful. It's a pink faux fur in a portrait collar and then nice thick cuffs.
Nice.
Thick pink fur cuffs. And then it's, you know, it's a wraparound fucking wool coat. It's my favorite thing on earth. And because I've been so precious with it, I haven't worn it yet. I just, like, stare at it and, you know, covet it. And I was like, I should wear it. And I should have, as in, it would have been a perfect choice. But I was like, I gotta be on mass transit. Alone in the city. Mm-hmm. Late. Like, I don't want
to
be...
How much attention do I want to draw to myself?
Bingo. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, like, what if I sit in someone's fucking tamari sauce puddle? Like, oh, I will be miserable.
I've seen more blood on the subway than I have in years. Yeah. On the steps, on the seats.
No. Yes. Ew, what? No.
It's disgusting. Why? New York is a whole biohazard right now.
Oh, God. That's so awful.
Pretty gross. I'm still going in. I'm still doing it. I'm still participating.
Man, fuck.
Because you know what I love? I love a fucking badge of honor. I love a, like, yeah, well. Oh. Like I told you, when I moved here in 2000 and everybody was like, oh, you should have seen the East Village like 4 years ago. This is not what it was like. It's like, okay. That's... Boy, you guys should have been here.
I find no more joy in them, in those anymore. I listened to this incredible episode of We Can Do Hard Things, and it's actually not well... I don't think the episode is well named because it's she gets there, but it's more of like this unhooking from the great wheel of like productivity and identity. Mm-hmm. And it's with the guest. What's her fucking name? Her name is Nadia Boltz Weber. And basically, yeah, they were like, hey, Nadia, you're like this mega super successful all-star. And I think she's an author and maybe some kind of church position, okay. Reverend, priest, something, some kind of religious leader and author. And she was like the decoupling of my ego from this great wheel of productivity. Like, yes, now I, like, have long, slow mornings and I, like, go garden and I do all these things. But I also used to get on 90 flights a year. Mm-hmm. And now I don't know how to do those. And people were following me everywhere and, like, anticipating my beck and call. And, mm-hmm. like, there is an ego death that you have to welcome in when you make this transition, because you're not wearing it as a badge of honor, like, well, I fly every 4 days, right? Or like, right. Mm-hmm. Or I know how to pack the perfect bag because I'm never home. Like, yep. We can feel it in there somewhere. Yep. the heart.
Yeah, I feel like I am still doing like the tiniest bit compared to what I was doing pre everything, and yet other people are like, oh my god, you're doing so much, and I'm like, am I?
I mean, as per you usual, are.
I feel like I'm not getting anything accomplished, but...
Oh, girl. But
yeah. No, I know.
Especially, and I can tell you, bar none, because you know what camp I'm in. I'm like, come with me to the woods. But you're busy often. Like, you have a lot of stuff you're doing. Mm-hmm. So, it's working for you.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't, if you were like, what do you actually want? I would be like, I don't know. I have the answer to that.
Oh my God, fucking same. I I just discovered that there is a, just like the New York office of film and television, there is a New Jersey version of that. And I am this close to writing them an email and being like, hey, give me a government job.
Sure. Why not?
I mean, I see nowhere for their careers, but like, shoot my fucking shot, right?
Right.
Like,
may as well.
Not no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Did I tell you about the voice writing thing that I was looking into? This is infuriating. Voice writing. Yeah. So it is what you do is you listen to a live event and then you're, you know how people live translate? It's like that, except for you're just saying what the person said in English. Oh. You know, you, it's literally the same thing as live translating, except for you're just saying what the person just said.
So you're just repeating them.
Mm-hmm. And because it's clearer, ostensibly, and, you know, you're in a specific microphone, it, it picks it up better than if it was just captioning the live event. So it's voice to text. and I was like, oh, I would be good at that. It sounds tiring because if you're doing 90 minutes at a time for a live event, you can't take a break. Like, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I forgot about it. And then I got an email that was like, oh, you, you know, applied for this a long time ago. We would like for you to start doing all this training stuff. Like, you need to be able to pass these tests. So that was going to be like putting in a more unpaid time to try to make sure I could pass these tests.
Uh-huh.
Can you guess how much a 90-minute event would pay?
Tell me it's not $50.
It's 50 cents a minute. So it's not it's even
$50. It's not even $50?
And so I wrote back and I was like, take me off all of these lists. This is, this is insane.
Oh, it would be one thing if you could do it remotely and just like fucking crank them you can out,
do it.
Right?
No, you can do it remotely, but you'd have to take a deep breath. You could wreck your voice in one day and only make $100.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's way better ways to make $45.
That's
before
right.
Before tax? No.
Begins and ends with Feet Finder. Why are there so many ads for Feet Finder? Not like get on Feet Finder and find feet.
A single ad for Feet Finder, Jen. Where are you seeing Feet Finder ads?
Get ready. Get ready. Because like
you don't have to get ready if you stay ready. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm not even saying the ads for Feet Finder like, ooh, come ogle some feet. I mean like Feet Finder pays all these meme accounts like Girls Think I'm Funny or Drinks for Gays or whatever. The same ones that are like, try this crazy vibrator, right?
Sure, sure.
Feet Finder pays them to show women being like, oh my God, I can buy anything. All I do is take pictures of my feet now and put them up on Feet Finder. So it's like to throw the bait out to try and collect women, like it's solicitation of
sure.
Come sign up to
come
sell your
sign
feet
up
pics.
And sell your feet pics. I've never seen one of those. You must follow more meme accounts than I do.
I follow so many meme accounts because this is like the only thing that has any more joy for me on social media is that I am the epitome of like the joke that all the friendship really requires is sending memes back and forth all day long. Like, I can't remember the last time Gabby and I sat down and, like, fucking talked turkey. But you better believe I text her 800 memes a day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Memes is definitely a love language for me, too.
Oh, that's love language.
For yes. Sure. Yeah, no, I haven't come across that. It's... Somebody must be making money off of it.
Somebody, but it also feels like it has to be a scam, right?
Yeah, and then it's who is it scamming? Are you the one who's getting scammed by putting your feet pics up there, or the people who are trying to buy the pictures?
It's very confusing.
I don't know.
I don't have any answers.
I wish I could find somebody who wants to buy my used mouth guard so I could buy a new mouth guard.
Oh! Okay, listen.
Somebody gross out there wants to buy it.
Listen, fuck. Look, you are not the only one in this boat. My good ass dentist has my mouth guard just waiting there.
They're like $300.
Three? Oh, you've got good insurance.
Oh. Well, when I asked my guy, too, I was like, I can just go to the drugstore and get the kind that you bite. And he was like, this is 3D printed. And I was like, I know people who own 3D printers. Talk about luxury bones.
Did you not have...
Well, also, my mouth guard's like 12 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so maybe it was $300 when I bought it, but it was...
Oh.
Yeah, it's old. Like, my teeth don't actually fit in the spaces correctly anymore.
Oh. So they currently go for, like, $5.
Ugh.
But, again, I don't have insurance. So, you know, it might actually be $3 or less for you. If not, we have a whole listenership here of people anywhere on the freak spectrum. No judgment, fuck buddies, just saying. If any of you would like to buy our mouth guards.
I don't know if I told you this, but there's somebody who I am friends with on Instagram who I have tolerated making more than a few over the line comments about their attraction to me over the years, where I feel like I've been like, I'm not really into that, but like, we're friendly enough, and I like, they're nice person. But recently, this person was like, gosh, I feel like I should be paying you for the extra content that you've given me over the years. And I was like, you can donate to my friend's GoFundMe.
Oh, my fucking God. Well played.
And he did.
Hard to complain. That's a pretty, pretty solid.
Very clever.
Very clever. Well done, girl. Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
If I was more clever, I would just be on Night Flirt.
What the shit is Night Flirt?
Night Flirt, I know people who have also had problems with that. It's like it's you sexting with people.
It sounds exhausting.
Yeah, that specifically does, but you don't have to text as far as I know. I follow somebody on Instagram who was talking about this the other day. So like you're typing into a messaging thing, and I think that they get it as a text maybe. But...
Uh-huh, right.
Right.
Like what DoorDash must be or something.
Sure.
Night Flirt.
But again, like anything else, you have to get people to pay attention to you on a different platform and then find you and then go over to Night Flirt.
I fucking hate it.
Well... Again, the Fosta Sesta stuff, I don't know if OnlyFans would have ever done a thing where you could go in and be like, I want to talk to a tall Australian lady or like whatever.
Right.
But there's no search thing like that. But Fosta Sesta, you know, I'm not going to go into the intricacies of that. But
for sure.
In the name of ending human trafficking, which it most certainly didn't, you know, cut off a lot of sex workers' ability to vet people and make their money without bending over backwards.
Right.
I mean, if you were already bending over backwards, you should get paid more for that.
And get on Feet Finder.
We didn't talk about any holiday stuff.
We did not. We talked about smut.
The end of the world. I feel like I'm going to start being a little bit more positive. I feel like I bring a lot of energy to this podcast where I'm like, why is everything bad? But it makes me feel better when other people talk about it because then I feel like I'm not alone.
Is nobody else talking about it?
Oh, no. Everybody is, but I know that there's people who are listening to this podcast who are not tuning in for negativity. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but I think we still should, you know, make what our hearts call us to make.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like there are moments that are just unignorable, and that to try and, I mean, obviously, like, there's joy. Like, I have a lot of joy in my heart, and I'm, like, suffering every fucking day. And very much suffering for people every fucking day. Mm. But, like, I think there's just, like, something that's a real bummer, which is, like, to go above the moment and try and sail over it as per use feels
inappropriate.
Yeah.
There's no amount of denial in the world. Right. That, I mean, I forget about the bad things for small little stretches, and I'm very grateful for that. And, like, I have a ton of friends with really bad health problems. I have gratitude out the waz, constantly. Mm-hmm. If nothing else lately. And especially now that I'm, like, back on my feet. And creating again. I've been having a really hard time making myself rehearse, and that is disappointing to me because nobody else can hold me accountable but me. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think I've ever crashed and burned on stage through any fault of my own. It's not with burlesque anyway. But, you know, I look back on things that I've done recently and I'm like, oh, why didn't you spend more time on that? So hopefully I'm going to be able to wallow in some things for Friday tonight.
Well, that's
cool. a good art wallow.
I love an art wallow. That is, I mean, that has been my saving grace, especially the last, like, 2 months. Like, I've been pouring everything into this solo show, and it's felt really, really good. Just like rewrites on performances, and not like official Arlo.
Are you around this weekend? Maybe I could hear a little bit.
I am around this weekend.
I'm around a lot on Saturday.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, that would be amazing. Are you going to do games on Saturday?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, we have awesome. Very little going on this weekend, and I'm pretty stoked about it.
Oh, that's
there's
delightful.
Nothing like a, it's like an oasis in December when everything is like unraveling.
Uh-huh. I love it. It's my fucking favorite.
In the vein of ridiculous shit that you saw advertised places, I bought two things off of Instagram, and I'm not mad at them. I don't know if Don's gonna like one of them. But I bought him, I keep seeing ads for this very comfy, lumbar support thing.
Oh, is it the, like, rocker?
No. It's like a big butt cushion and then a cushion for your back.
Oh, is it Cushion Lab?
They're just,
yes. I love those. I have it right behind me right now.
Oh my God. Well, let's get them as a sponsor.
Cushion Lab, where the fuck are you?
but I got Donna set for that. And I got this thing that I actually saw on Good Day New York a few weeks ago, where it's a headband that you wear that has a ball on a string attached, and you, like, punch the ball. And it looks so dumb.
Oh, my God.
And I bought three of them because I needed one for a Secret Santa. And then I was like, well, now I want one.
Sorry, which organization are you using for Secret Santa? Because that's a delight.
Oh, no, it's our family thing.
Cute.
Yeah.
So fun.
Let me give a shout out, because I think I have done this in the past. Hang on a second. Let me find it really quick. There's a group. There's an Instagram that's a mutual aid, direct aid sort of thing. I think it's called Trans Santa. and trans mm-hmm. youth mm-hmm. can write in with their wish lists, and you can go directly to their Amazon and buy things for them. And I have done that every year. And it feels really lovely to just, you're literally buying someone directly a present. Like mm-hmm. I saw when my person got something from me. TRANSANTA, Trans Santa on Instagram. Ostensibly, someone is at least moderately vetting these things. And so if you know a youth who needs to write to them, please pass this on. But it's great to just pop over and then see what people are asking for, and then you can just buy something for them.
Yay.
That's my PSA.
Yeah, I found Trans Santa to be fabulous. And not only do they do it through Amazon, which is very easy, they also do it through Target. And a lot of people have the Target cute. App too. And uh-huh. that really makes it super easy. Like, just add something to your cart. It immediately goes to the right person.
Right.
That's pretty great.
Yay. Pretty great. So yeah. If you want to feel better in this time of abject emotional poverty.
I did Trans Santa donations through the pandemic. And that was like my gifts to people, because not a lot of people otherwise like needed stuff, and you couldn't see them. So mm-hmm. that's a really special cause.
No, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, well, we did it again. Look what you did, Jen Content.
Wait, which part did I do? Is it the Feed Finder? Is it because
we went the I just meant that direction? We made another podcast.
Got it. I thought we were complaining about how gatekept sex work is. Got it.
Oh, I mean, also that, like, there's never not a pimp, right?
Oh, my lordy. Yeah, except now it's Elon Musk. Bummer. Fucking bummer.
Can we launch him into space?
Please.
That would be nice.
That motherfucker's never gone. You know he never has.
Oh, I'm sure he hasn't. He's so just revolting. What a gross person.
Completely. Okay, do you want some levity? Because I've needed so much of it.
What? Yes.
Okay, so unlike last year, where I was doing the Fantastics pretty much all the way to the holidays, like on December 3rd, we got our fucking tree. We decked that shit up. We got extra lights. It's all cute. It smells really good. Last year, I got a Douglas fir, and they are really cheap because they don't smell like Christmas at all.
Oh.
So I got a Fraser fir, and it smells incredible. I did not
know that it had to do with what name they had.
Oh, yes. Frasers and balsams are really, really fragrant. Mm-hmm. They're both really good trees to get.
I told you I got a Scotch pine last year because I was like, maybe these longer needles would be good. And then they were like saws. They were so sharp.
Oh, my lord. Yes.
And I had to decorate the whole tree wearing gardening gloves.
Oh, no.
It was the worst tactical error I've ever made in my entire adult decorating life.
No.
It was the opposite of a Christmas miracle.
This one is a total win. I may have seen some memes about, like, shake your tree out before you bring it into your house. Thank God this does not seem to be an issue. Spiders. I lucked out. Oh, yeah. Oh, just memes. Like, it's a thing. It's a thing. So remember it. If you have yet to do a tree this year, shake your tree out before you bring it inside. And, you know, if you have to wait till next year, like, I don't know, put a sticky note on the wall for a whole year. Because it just seems, like, unlikely. But if you need it, it will have been the most necessary thing you didn't do. Yes. So, major success, like, cozy. I have also had the incredible urge to be watching old movies.
Oh, interesting.
By which I mean actually old, like black and white movies from the 40s, 50s.
Sure.
And I haven't seen that many.
I haven't either. I used to not like old movies, and I didn't realize why, but I was picking up on, like, the terrible misogyny as a baby child.
Totally.
Where I was like, yep. I don't like that they all talk like this.
Yes.
And then all the women have to be so fancy and frilly. Like,
or it was very, shrill.
Right.
Yep. And, like, then sometimes there's just fucking surprise blackface, although I will say.
I know.
Prime now includes that as a caveat at the top.
Yeah.
And they're like, just so you know, there's sex, there's nudity, there's smoking, there's blackface. And I'm like, thanks, Prime.
Yeah.
And so that's the part I'll skip over. But, it's actually been really nice because, like, I watched Singing in the Rain for the first time.
Oh, that doesn't have surprise blackface in it.
It does not. Okay. No, but Holiday Inn
she
does.
She said with a question mark at the end.
Holiday Inn does. And I didn't really like Holiday Inn. But I watched The Shop Around the Corner. I'm watching Christmas in Connecticut, which so far is confusing.
That's my other problem. I get lost in a lot of those. Where I'm like, wait, especially if, like, the two leading men both look like Don Draper. And I'm like, I don't know which one you are. Yes. You're both so sculptural. I don't know who you are.
Right? Oh, my God. I didn't realize that Gene Kelly looked like that until I watched Singing in the Rain. And then I was like, Don Draper in tap shoes.
I've seen Singing in the Rain, though.
I liked it a lot.
That's a cute one.
It was cute. A lot of it was fucking nonsense. Just absolute nonsense.
Sure.
but, like, it feels good in the way that, like, I've always wanted to be the cinephile who could watch and appreciate and have, like, this vast encyclopedic knowledge of, like, old cinema, even if I generally feel like a new soul and like you, like I'm like, the shit is too racist, it's too misogynistic, it's too backwards, it's
too many plots, too many characters.
Yes. Although I will tell you, I will suggest that you seek out the trailer for the film version of Bells Are Ringing, starring Dean Martin.
Oh, I would watch that.
You know, that's on HBO Max.
I used to sing that song.
Oh, me too. The Perfect Relationship.
Yes.
Yes.
That was back before I knew how to belt. And I feel bad for literally every person who ever heard me sing that song. It was not good. I screamed that shit. Bells Are Ringing on what?
On HBO Max.
Yes.
Yep.
Going to do that tonight.
But before you watch the movie, watch the trailer because it's one of those 6-minute
Yes.
things that are just nonsensical and have, like, way too much fucking narration. And it's great. It's a delight. Old trailers are fucking crazy. So that's been really precious. And I've just, like, if I've wanted a nap, I've taken one.
Nice.
It's like there's a tree and the tree fucking smells good. And there's soup and there's old movies.
Yay.
And
there's dogs. That's so great. That sounds so cozy.
I love it.
I wanted to give another shout out to that Museum of Home Video that I was telling you about. I'm on their Patreon. But if you sign up for their list, they text you before they go live. And they go live twice a week. And it's got, I don't know if it's a different curator every time, but somebody has, like, gone together this one episode that I watched a lot of. And they'll go through different things. This one was, there was a big chunk of old TV ads for Broadway musicals.
Yes,
which was
please. Wild. Ooh.
You have to donate to the Patreon to get the look at the back episodes of things, but it's $10 a month and you could tear through a lot of it. But that when they go live, it's like 2 or 2.5 hours and you're watching it with other people who are commenting and they are all adorably snarky people.
Oh.
So getting on live is worth it. But then they did a whole chunk, Jennifer. They did a whole chunk of, like, every Dr. Zizmore ad that they could find.
Thank you, Dr. Zizmore.
Dr. Zizmore. Which, for those
great.
Of you who are not in the New York area, oh. Dr. Zizmore was a relentless dermatologist. who just advertised phrased. His ass off.
Sometimes you can still see the ads in subway cars along yes. the as the crown molding, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the crown molding on the subway car. Yeah, old ones that just never got taken down. Yes,
yes. Mm-hmm. They've been up there since 98.
Right. Boy, oh boy.
Oh, that's so good.
One of Don's, the only things that he remembers about Jekyll and Hyde was that there was like a zombie behind one of the bars, the Jekyll and Hyde Club, not the musical yep. Jekyll yep. and Hyde, the haunted restaurant that I used to work at. And we would you do the animatronic puppets, and whoever was in the booth popped out this zombie and said to Don, it was like, ah, cautionary tale. Don't let Dr. Zizmore give you a skin peel. Because he's a zombie, you know.
And that is why you got your equity card. That guy listen, fucking delivered.
Listen, you made fun of my college degree.
No, made fun of. Made fun of. I'm sorry. I went to a school that started in 1969 while they were like tripping on mushrooms, and they were like, hey man, what if there was a university here? So I have zero legs to stand on. It is merely rhapsodic awe of your haunted Florida ghost campus.
Yay. Yay. Oh, but the Museum of Home video that was last night was apparently there was a big tribute to Jack A. Harry just right in the middle of it, which I really want to watch. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, my God. Hooray.
These are creative, lovely people. And I don't know where they get all their footage from, but it is well curated and it's wonderfully contextualized, which is my favorite.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. It's cool. They apparently do some live stuff in California.
That sounds really fucking rad.
It is rad. Oh, there was a whole in the one that was the Broadway one, there was a whole nude like 70s dance off with this, like, it looks like a guy is picking up a sex worker on the street in like Times Square, and then they go upstairs and they take their clothes off and then they just do this crazy like 8-minute disco fever dance with their bits all just flapping around. It was wild. It's really fun. There's really weird fun stuff in there.
Well, I love that. That's like everything I enjoy.
Yeah. Broadway musicals.
That's
Jack
right.
K. Harry.
Harry. Dr.
Naked
Zizmore.
Dancing.
Good.
Hey. All right. Good times.
Okay, Pookie. Well, yeah, pretty good times. Maybe we'll talk more about Christmas next week.
Sure. Maybe Christmas doesn't need any more attention.
That's fair.
Maybe we should start a war on Christmas.
Careful now.
Pull quote. 4chan.
Oh, fuck me.
Womp womp.
Hey, our listenership is about to go up.
Yay. It's been a long time since I've had to contend with those bozos.
That's right. I don't mess up.
Well, thank you for brightening up my day.
Oh, I love you so much. I'm going to brighten it tomorrow, too.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
I'm
I can't
so
wait
excited.
To see you embarrass yourself on purpose in front of people.
So hard.
Yay.
Oh, my God. So hard. It's thrilling.
Nice.
All right,
Mortified,
Pookie, I love
come.
You. Hell yeah.
I love
yeah.
you, too. And we love you, fuck buddies.
Love you, fuck buddies. Be well. Mm-hmm. See you next time.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.